All right, very good. And now we're going to move on to Division of Wildlife. We've got some action items we need to take up. Number 10, Black Hills Beaver Action Plan. Andrew, are you going to stay on with that one as well?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Good afternoon again, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. Hopefully, these next two items are relatively brief. Alex Solom presented the Black Hills Beaver Action Plan back in May. Action was ch taken to close the season in the Black Hills, and this is just the action plan to give us essentially a roadmap moving forward of when we may open that season back up. The public comment with the plan and period for public comment was open for over 30 days. We reviewed comments, incorporated all relevant comments. We got comments from three individuals from the public, generally supportive of the season closure in the Black Hills. All minor changes. Internally, we had some discussion, and there was one larger change that was to table two. Table two was a decision support table that said, what threshold will we use based on the percent of watersheds occupied by beaver in the Black Hills? What thresholds will we use to open the season, to have some sort of limited season, and to have a closed season? So it was a three-tier system. We shifted that to provide a little bit of discretion to a two-tier system. So the season would be open if 80% of those watersheds were occupied. We've been well below that the last two surveys. But we wanted to have discretion for if we were below that, there still could be the option to open the season, but then could also have flexibility to close it. And that would especially be the case if translocations were occurring of moving beavers around into the Black Hills. Again, very limited changes with the Beaver Action Plan, and this one would take any questions, or if there aren't any, or if the commission's supportive of this plan as it is, would ask you to adopt this plan. And take formal action to do so.
Any questions on the Black Hills Beaver Action Plan? As Andrew mentioned, we do move to adopt by Commissioner Cole. Thank you, Commissioner.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Beast. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, the action plan is adopted.
Thank you.
And then Andrew will just move straight into number 11, State Wildlife Action Plan.
Perfect. So last one here by me, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. The State Wildlife Action Plan, very similar time schedule to the Beaver Action Plan. However, this one significantly differs in that we would still ask the commission to take action to adopt this draft. But the draft needs to be submitted to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service later this year, and they formally review it to make sure it meets the eight required elements that allow us access to state wildlife grant funding annually. And I believe that averages around $500,000 that we can use for threatened, endangered, rare species that wouldn't get maybe support from traditional funding such as Pittman-Robertson. Federal funding. So, to be eligible for that, the State Wildlife Action Plan was drafted, and this is a major revision that occurs once every 10 years. Eileen Dowd-Stuckel shared this in May, same as the Beaver Action Plan, sent it out for public comment, shared it with the public. It's a habitat-based plan, conservation of fish, wildlife, and habitats in South Dakota. Relatively few comments on this. Again, three individuals commented. We also shared a preliminary draft with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and they agreed this, in its preliminary state, met all eight required elements. We made some minor changes. Most of those were just to simply improve understanding and descriptions. Again, would ask the commission to take action to adopt this draft. Which then ultimately would be submitted to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service later this year. But happy to take any questions or would ask the commission to take action here as well.
Questions for Andrew? Comments? Seeing none, we do need to move forward with a motion to adopt the draft.
Moved.
Moved to approve by Commissioner Teal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the draft signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, the draft is adopted.
Thank
Very
you
good,
very
Andrew.
much.
Thank you, sir.